435, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Ah, oh, is it Friday or what? Congratulations, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. Ow, let me see. Okay, so today is Friday. I'm doing math here, so it could get messy. But today is Friday, which means tomorrow is Saturday, which means that the best weekend radio show anywhere airs at 8 a.m. right here on this radio station in the garage with Stan Andruski. So now we go back to Friday, which is today, which means that my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is joining us. Stan, good afternoon.
Jeff Katz. Jeff Katz. How you doing, my brother?
I am doing well. I think I'm doing well. Today was Julia's final day at school, but I mean, other than that, you know, and a lot of allergies, you know how that is with some of this stuff. But I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Allergies. Cars have allergies too.
They do.
Like cars have pollen allergies for the cabin air filter, for the regular air filter. Cars have allergies to high gas prices. Easy for me to say, but I have been listening, and congratulations to Julia, to you and Heidi, and the whole family. And of course, I know this is a big deal. It's not the average graduation, all the things that you've had to go through and endure. And I just want to thank you for being, you and Heidi both, for being such great parents. You know, we only think, some of us out here, I know you probably both look at it as a blessing, but we only think that raising kids is hard. And we get to hear some of the stories that you kindly share. And you let us into your life of what you guys have done. And man, every time, I'll be honest with you, it brings me to tears to know that you guys have been such good parents to them. And I just want to thank you for being that way for her, but for us to have examples to say, hey, we might be having a bad day with our kids. They might be, maybe we found that they smoked a joint, or they're struggling with addiction, or they broke up with their boyfriend, or maybe even we might have lost one, God forbid, you know. But when we sit there and see how you guys were able to be such great parents, it gives us the idea that we can get through whatever we're going through. We can do it too. So just thank you for being an inspiration, and just being, I've witnessed it firsthand what you guys do for her and how happy she is when I've been over at your house. And I just want to thank y'all. I don't know how else to say it. It's an amazing event for you guys, but I do realize it's not the same as, you know, maybe our kids graduating. And I just want to say thank you for being so good to her. It just means so much to see. And I know this has nothing to do with cars. We'll get there in a minute. But as your friend, I think I speak for a lot of just local Richmonders in Central Virginia. Man, I just thank you. I can't believe you are who you are, but I'm thankful you are. Thank you for that.
That's that, you know, if allergies start acting up again, man, I'm blaming you, because you're like, there's all sorts of pollen floating around. Just cut it out already. But
That is very kind.
And so, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. But listen, tomorrow in the garage is going to be another barn burner of a show. I know that. What's hot in the automotive world these days?
Well, finally, I've talked to you guys a little bit about this over the last 4 years on the show, about the nitrogen process, where they thought nitrogen in the tires in a lot of our air conditioned systems. We use nitrogen a lot of times to check for leaks. We were hearing that a lot of that was reacting with the rubber. All of the Department of Transportation, all the independent tests show that was not true.
Okay.
It's no different than regular air. Everybody's like, well, I could have told you that. Yeah, but when you hear that, you stop putting that kind of stuff in customers' tires until you get an answer. And COVID really made it quite longer than it had to be, most of the tests. Second thing is, we just got the release of, basically they do tons and tons of independent tests. They do also, our government literally does and has for years, the Department of Transportation, the Department of Safety and Transportation, they all go through and they look at all of this. And so what we've learned is, I've told you before, for every dollar you spend in maintenance, I'm a huge maintenance person with all my stuff at the house.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not somebody who's like compulsive about it, but I take care of my stuff, right?
Sure.
And so I started realizing a long time ago that when I took care of my stuff and I maintained it, like, the stuff that I was working on for people was not happening to my vehicles.
Okay.
Like, that's the truth. Like, I would see stuff break or calipers lock up. I'm like, man, I've never had a caliper on any of my personal vehicles ever lock up, like have to be replaced. And so I would change brake fluid even before they said you should do it. I would do it every couple of years, even on the old cars. So what came out was, we previously before COVID, the number was for every dollar you spend in maintenance. So if it's $1, you know, you're saving, it was like $2 to $3 mm-hmm. in repairs. You spend $1,000 in maintenance, you're saving $2,000 or $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Well, now, the idea at first independently was $5 to $7 for every dollar. So if you spend $1,000, you're saving $5 to $7,000 over the life of your vehicle. Meaning, yes, change your oil on time. Yes. Change your brake fluid when you're supposed to. Change your coolant. Do these things that we were taught in the 90s and even earlier than that by the engineers who said, you got to replace this stuff. It's not just about your oil. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go into maintenance. We've had so many questions about transmission services and wives' tales. And that's the one thing, Jeff, I never knew we would do when we got into this. I thought we would just be out here just helping the community, second opinions. I had no idea the separation between what people think their car needs and what it actually needs. And so when we got into this, we took it serious. Megan got involved, as you know. Yep. We have priority systems for everybody that comes at Certified or Arts. And I'm really, really proud of those priority systems. More and more shops across the Commonwealth and, in fact, the country are starting to do that. So when you come in, you know, it's like seeing your doctor. And doctor, you go see a physical, and you're like, oh, I get a physical. What am I? Look, man, you need to cut back on salt intake. You need to do this, this, yep. this. Well, that's what we do. Yes, it might be $2,000 worth of stuff that we recommend on your car that you have not had anything done to in a couple of years. But the good news is you only need $150 worth now. That's and right. Over the next 6 months, you can budget to get this knocked out. And if it's maintenance, guys, what we just learned today, literally released just afternoon, is for every dollar, you save $5 to $7. Every dollar of maintenance, $5 to $7 in repairs. Wow. I mean, the proof of the pudding's in the test. I'm going to put that test. The results of all of that stuff up on our page this weekend. You're going to be able to read it all. So it's going to be really cool. So keep that in mind. That maintenance is a big deal. Transmission services. I know we talk about it a lot, but when people ask, the majority of our questions are about maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to set the record straight and help people tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Oh, it is going to be wonderful. It's going to be wonderful. And you talk about maintenance. Obviously, when you're talking about saving that much money, $7 to $10 for every dollar you spend on maintenance, even people who don't maybe have a great affinity for cars, I got a car because I need a car. They're not in love with it the way that maybe you or I might be. Like, oh, this is a cool feature. They hear $7 to $10, man, and they're thinking, okay, well, this is no longer an expense. This is an investment. And given challenges that people have, you want to hold on to your car and keep it working, keep it on the road as long as possible.
100%. And one of the things that our advisors do up front is they always ask, what are your intentions with this car? Either way, you and I have talked about this on the air and you know, one-on-one. Either way, you should take care of your vehicle. You're probably going to sell it to somebody else. Now, I want to point something else out. We watched big desk computers go from $5,000-$6,000 to $400-$500 over the last 20 years. We've watched laptops go from $3,000-$5,000 to basically like $400. You get a laptop now or less.
That's right.
Okay. Cars have not done that.
Yeah.
Cars have done just the opposite. And so I point that out to say your cars are an investment. They're not a laptop that's ever going to just be replaced. Like, they're just not. You're going to get a good 10 years, close to 300,000 miles out of your vehicles if you take care of them.
Yes.
And that's a pretty good return on some of these cars. I mean, it's a pretty good return. So taking care of them prolongs that. And you're not, some people do. They get, their company will buy them a brand new car every year. I get that. Maybe you don't want to take care of it. But I'm like, if you're in a position to do that and your business can afford a brand new 2025 vehicle, maybe you should consider taking care of it for the next person that gets it, right?
Like, that's right.
You're in a place where you can afford it, still be a good steward of what you have, right?
Yep.
So we talk about those things. Vehicles are quite the opposite. The price of your unit gone up the most it's ever gone up, and it's not just inflationary. It's really a lot to do with COVID and there was no chance to get new cars for a long time there. They shut down production plants. So your car was worth a lot, and it still is. It has not dropped like the rest of the things we've seen start to drop. I mean, inflation was 2.3 last month instead of 9%. It's the lowest we've had in I think about 3.5 years. So
that's right.
Everything's going down, but cars still are kind of holding steady. I mean, they're still, you're trying to buy a new car out there, you'll see the prices. I went up to more Cadillac and dreamed about an Escalade yesterday. Had a beautiful blue. It was $140,000.
What? American?
Yes.
Wait, wait a minute. Now, hold on. You're sure that was American and not like that Canadian money? Because 140 grand Canadian, I think, is like $27. I would get two of them, Stan. Get one for each day of the week.
It depends. It depends on if they join the United States. If they join the United States, it'll be just as expensive. So, I'm kidding. No, I'm sorry. Let me change that. It was not 147. It was 158,000. I'll send you a picture. It was matte blue, and it was Escalade. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm good with my Denali still. My point is you do have an investment. Please take care of it. And people want to know more and more how they can be good stewards. So that's kind of what we're going to do tomorrow. Also, we're always going to open the lines for anything that you guys have as far as car repair, second opinions, questions on whether you should or shouldn't. We have a lot of hobbyists that call in about, hey, I'm dealing even carburetors. I know how to do all that stuff, guys. I grew up in that time frame. So, we've had some calls about lawnmowers and airplanes, you know, that have Honda engines in them. So I'm open to try, guys. If I don't know, I'll tell you I don't know. But if I can help in any way, that's why I do it. I cannot wait.
I love it. You are the best. That's why we have you here. That is my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. During the week, you're going to find him at Certified Auto Repair. You're going to find him at Arts Automotive Service. But Saturday mornings, let me tell you something. He provides a service to Central Virginia like nobody's business. The best weekend radio show anywhere in the garage with Stan Andruski. 446 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.